Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari in Washington. Tonight, wigs and beauty.
This wedding party, this girls were dancing, and this girl, you know, she's getting it. She had like, you know, she got the moves, and then she was going down, next thing you know, the wig
is on.
And her friend.
Well, wigs, or human hair, is an artificial hair utilized for the integration with one's natural hair. Usually, weaves can alter one's appearance for a long or short periods of time by adding further hair to one's natural hair or by covering the natural hair altogether with human or synthetic hair pieces. And this makes a fabulous human being. So, is this practice a fashion statement, confidence booster, attractive, or turn off to some people? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues in the house, all the way from the Mali service. For the second time in studio, here she comes, Kumba Touré. Welcome back.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Sure, Kumba in the house. And of course, our regular for now, the one and only from the House of Service. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mariam Bugaji.
Thank you, Sunday. I'm happy to be back here again.
Yes, we are happy to have you back. Mm-hmm. And on the phone, my friend from Cameroon, by the way, of Washington, D.C., he goes by the name Maritens Ekombo. Welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be in the house.
Thank you, sir. And tonight, we'll be discussing wigs and beauty. We also know that wigs do a lot of things for those who take care of them, such as enhance hair by giving it volume, length, sometimes adding color. All right? So, this also helps those who use the wigs to stay away from the chemicals and damaging the hair. Is that right? Mm-hmm. So, we'll find out. I spoke to my colleague, CD Diodon Chubahiro, from the Central Africa Service, and I wanted to know, what is his take with wigs? Are they a turn-off or attractive?
It's all about beauty.
Yes.
The other thing you have to remember, it's black people, especially women, it's not easy to maintain their hair. Mm. It's really hard. Some who are lucky, they are okay. It's not that hard to maintain their hair. But in general,
yeah,
it's really hard with these products they use to maintain their hair. Sometimes along the line, also the hair gets messed up.
Yeah.
But if you see like women going crazy about hair, like I said, it's all about beauty. They want to look beautiful. They want to be charming. And I believe you also like a woman who has hair. You know,
okay.
Nice
it's all,
hair.
It's okay. So mentioning of that, is this because of men now? Because all of us men, we're just looking at what is so nice and attracting and appealing to our eyes.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Because most of the time you look good. If you are really confident about who you are, you look good for yourself.
Right.
You know, if you're a woman, you're a woman. You want to look like a woman.
Yeah.
And you know, a woman without hair, of course, she look like a woman, but with hair, that's a plus on her, you know, beauty.
Of course. But as you say, it's about confidence. It's about what men would say and all that. But you, as you said, you have seen women with very short hair, like the one Daria from Zimbabwe, the actress from Black Panther. You saw her. She had very short hair. I mean, and she's still beautiful. So there's nothing wrong about that, right? They have the Maasai women in Tanzania. They all go bald. That's still beautiful.
Again, like I said,
yes,
it's all about choice.
Yeah.
It's all about choice. If they choose like to wear like short hair, that's their choice. If they like it and they look good on them, that's fine. Others may not like short hair. They will want to like wear long hair. it's in that case that we, you know, use wigs. The other thing, you know what?
And as you mentioned, just to mention CD, not only wigs are for African women, even white women do exactly. have wigs as well.
Exactly, I agree with you.
And they add those, they put some little bit of addition to their hair extensions. That you might, thank you, extensions. Yeah. You were very, my friend, are you working in a salon before?
No, I'm... I'm not.
You're an expert on this, it looks like. When they do those extensions, so Chubayula, you don't even know. You think this is their hair, right?
Exactly,
but it looks like the same real hair, but it's fake. You won't even tell.
Like I said, it comes again to the beauty. Who doesn't want to be looking different sometimes? You know, if you put this wig today, you will look, you know, more appealing maybe. You put the other way. It depends. Again, it's all about beauty.
It's beauty and fashion, you're right.
I remember one time there's this comedian from Uganda. She went to Rwanda. And then, you know, she's very hilarious. She was like saying... I like Rwandan women. They are beautiful. They have their own hair. And then she said, you know what? Do you think I care? I do have also my, even if it's a wig, it's mine. I paid my money to buy it. It's mine.
So it belongs to me. It's mine.
It's your hair. So.
Thank you, Diodon Chubahiro. Tonight on Stock, we are discussing wigs and beauty. And now, back to the studio. So... when we talk about wigs, we have ladies here, Martenze Combo, and as we always say, ladies first. So let's just hear from the ladies. When you talk about wigs, ladies, is this a confidence booster? Is this a fashion statement? Or you think is attractive because you do get compliments sometimes with them, or you don't? Or does it make life easier for you as a lady when you have a wig?
Mm-hmm. Who should I get? Should I get?
Go ahead, Bugaji.
Personally, wait. Why do we always talk about hair and hair? What do you guys talk about, girls?
Hey. It's about the style and fashion. We talk about fashion and style. Okay. It's lifestyle, isn't it?
Okay, fine. Personally, the way I see wigs, I see it more as a protective measure. You don't want to always, like, you know, especially black hair, you don't want to always, like, be manipulating it. So you save your hair from all that constant manipulation, straightening the hair with the heat and, you know, the chemicals and also other harsh conditions. So it's the way I see wigs, the same way as I see my head wrap. You know, goodbye, bad hair day. You can always just have it and you keep your go, like, you know, you're ready to go.
You're ready to go.
Nobody knows what is going on.
Nobody knows what's inside there.
It's really a protective measure. At the same time, too, it gives you, you know, means to add variety to your hairstyles. Like, personally, I hate straightening my hair. So, like, by having maybe a wig, even though I don't wear it much, by having a wig, maybe that will offer me, you know, chance to don a straight hair or whatever look I would like to get. So, you know, that's how I see it.
Okay, let's see.
She said it all.
Okay.
First of all, I want to make something clear.
Okay.
Since we're in a mix of International Women's Day.
Yes, thank you.
Say it.
Okay.
And especially all this month with
all these women. People that tend to judge women because they wear wigs and stuff. Oh, why don't you wear your natural hair? Or why don't you do so and so and so? A wig does not change one's personality.
Okay.
And a wig does not change your identity as a person. So if a black woman, like, because I do see a lot that black girls tend to be judged by people because they wear wigs and stuff. Or you don't love yourself. You want to look like a white girl and stuff. No, it doesn't have to be like that.
Right.
A woman can wear whatever she wants on top of her head as long as she feels confident with it, because it does not affect anybody.
Right.
Like she said, we black girls, we tend to, me personally, I wear wigs as a protective hairstyle.
Just like what Mariam does.
Yeah, it is true that we have beautiful Afro hair and stuff like that, but the truth of the matter is we can't leave our hairs out like that on the air, it tends to break out. So many people use wigs and weaves and stuff to protect those natural hair underneath it, because it grows, like, when you take care of it, like, moisturize it very often and stuff, your hair grow. And okay. So men don't see that way. I mean...
Forget about men.
Right.
Honestly...
you do for you.
Yeah, someday. Someday. A lot of men will tell you, you know what, I prefer a woman with a natural look. I prefer a woman, you know, who's just, you know... her real self. But it's all a lie. Go to Instagram. You see the fake women. Fake hair. They have the most followers.
I know.
So tell me, where is
exactly,
that? Where is that coming from?
Exactly.
Like, maybe we should have Maltins and Combos talk about this.
Oh,
Maltins.
Yes, please. Why
want to hear?
Maltins, we have to be real here. Are we lying to ourselves, selling that, oh, we like natural and all that, but in the end of the day, on the backside, you like to see the wigs and the weaves and the hairstyle and everything that is not natural. Mm-hmm. Is that true, Maltins?
Yes.
First, I believe that there is a saying that goes that the beauty of a woman lies on her hair.
Oh, okay.
So who said that?
Okay.
That's what I've heard, and I've read it somewhere in some books.
Now, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Mariam saying now, wow.
You see?
The core concern is not only protecting your hair, not only making you beautiful, but it also lies on the fact that hair should be convenient for you. If you see a typical dark-skinned woman who is wearing some very shouting red color of hair, sometimes you question yourself, like, what actually is going on? Is it that she wants people to know that she also has that hair color? Or she just wants people to understand that she is trying to protect her hair, like Mariam and Kumar Ali said. It is true that most women try the best they can to make sure they can protect everything about their hair and everything and that. But there are some also women who are naturally beautiful, even without the wig, they maintain the beauty.
So is this something that we can say, Bartens, we are blaming men? Or maybe men are the reason these women want to look beautiful, okay? It's not just about looking beautiful, but of course it's about getting compliments.
Mm-hmm.
It's about looking different.
Mm-hmm.
So when they have a wig, it's something as an additional. Like if, when you have an ice cream, you know ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
There's something called a topping. You understand that?
Yeah.
You can have a topping. Mm-hmm. So just to make it, you know, more convenient and nice and easy. So.
And the lady that wears like the outrageous red color, maybe that's what she wants to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's how she expresses herself.
Express herself.
That's what I was
there's
say.
Expression right there. But, you know, there's artistic
women,
international expression.
Women say, like, not everybody has the same focus. I've seen like very dark skinned girls trying to wear very bright lipsticks. Like,
you see that, right? Thank you so much. Hold it right there. Wigs and beauty is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences and questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in a Washington studio with my colleagues, Mariam Bogaji and Kumba Ture. And on the phone, Maltins Ekombo. Right now, we are discussing wigs and beauty.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC.
Right here on VOA Africa.
Well, some people use wigs or human hair because of hair loss. Don't forget those who are fighting cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen, they lose their hair, so they need that. And also we do know that there's some people who just want to use to express artistic within themselves that I have red here today. I'm going to green today. It's St. Patrick's. Maybe I want to have it green. Mm. Oh, it's Valentine's. I want to have it pink, whatever color. The wigs are there for you.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up in the morning, you don't feel like doing your hair. It's easy to just don the wig and go to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's convenient sometimes, and sometimes it's just the way someone wants to do. But at the same note, we do know that some people spend a lot of money. And according to SallyBeauty.com, generally, a wig can cost anywhere between $27 to $2,000.
More than that.
See? Mm-hmm. Even more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, my question is, why is this so important that some people spend so much money to purchase these wigs? So, I spoke to my colleague, Hafsa Danmai Soror, from the House of Service, and I wanted to know her take.
Well, honestly, to me, I just feel like wig is the definition of, you know, European beauty. Like, people think, you know, it enhances their beauty, and if they don't wear wigs, they don't look like, you know, attractive and things like that.
Right.
That's what most people think, like, mostly, like, African women.
Okay.
That, you know, we have all that curly, kinky hair, and they think straight hair is beauty, and to me, it's not.
Okay.
You know, it's something unique. Not everyone has it, so, yeah.
Okay. But also, in another way, okay, mm-hmm. not everybody is just having a, you know, wig because of beauty or whatever, but some people mm-hmm. don't have as a convenience, I guess.
Yeah, some people talk about convenience. Like, they talk about, you know, their natural hair being very hard to maintain. And, you know, when you wake up in the morning, it takes a very long time to, style it, or you have to straighten it, you know,
yeah.
So some people talk about time, and then, you know, wig is something just like a cap that you just put on and nobody knows what your, you know, real hair looks like. Exactly. So it's between you and you. So all you have to do is wake up in the morning, put on that cap, and then, you know, you look all nice, and then go to work. And then when you come back, it's so convenient that you can just take it off anytime. And
relax.
Yeah.
I remember a girl who was dancing, okay, in a party, and then the wig came off. She ran away.
Oh, my God, that would be very funny. And then, you know, sometimes I just feel like it's just too much stress. You can, you know, there are a lot of styles you can actually do with your natural hair, and then it looks nice, and then it's also cheap to maintain, and also, you know. But people don't really see it. I think wig is now the norm. Like, everyone wears wigs. And then if you don't wear it, people will be like, really? Why don't you wear it?
Exactly.
Like, even when you wear your natural hair, someone will just look at you and, you know, why don't you wear wigs? And then will be like, do I have to?
Exactly. Very, very good question. Do I have to, you know? Because, hey, if you do it, doesn't mean everybody has to do it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I think that it's interesting because I remember one TV show went viral, and a lady was talking to another host of TV, and she said, you know what, I'm going to take off my wig, and I want you to do the same as well. And she took off her wig on live television. I was stunned to see what she did. But do you think that, is this some lady, is this a confidence booster just to have that wig because they don't have time to make and work on their hair?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a confidence. And then some people don't really want to accept who they are. They think, you know, the definition of beauty is what they see on TV. And you know how TV portrays everything. So I think if they don't have that on, they won't be, you know, confident to do whatever they want to do.
Thank you, Hafsa Danmai Soror from the House of Service. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing wigs and beauty. And now, back to my friends in studio. One thing I want to point out, though, is, just to let you know, little history about the wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is little.
Let's hear it.
Okay, they say the idea of weaves and extension came very early in the early days of ancient Egypt, where men and women utilized extensions in their hair to portray a more elegant appearance. And then by the late 17th century, wigs and various shapes, sizes came to the fashion trend. So you find people getting more. And the hair wigs in particular did not grow interest until the 1950s. And then that time is when the celebrities came in and the disco-haired era evolved. So these started to become widespread, like, all over the world. Now, since that era, it has become very, very popular. And as you all know, some parts of Asia, these human weaves are coming from. You know that, mm-hmm. of course. Anyway, and not only that, it means for black women. We have extension for white women, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, ladies in the house, tell me, at least there are some advantages, there are some disadvantages, especially mm-hmm. when you live in a hot country.
When we're from Africa, we know how hot it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Putting that wig... it's not very comfortable.
This is happening.
You guys are living here. Sometimes it's cold, so it's easy for you. But I don't know in the summertime if it's easy also for the ladies to do that. So tell me about that.
Well, some women, it is true that women have the right to put whatever they want on top of their head and all that stuff. But to me, if I'm doing something, I'm always going to make sure that I don't bother the person next to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that the hygiene is on point.
Okay.
That I'm taking care of the wig, that it don't smell and
prevent
people from living, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's the thing. That's an inconvenience. A lot of women, they be putting like those weaves and wigs on top of their head and stuff like that, but they forget to keep up with them and the maintenance.
Maintenance is another thing, right?
Yeah. The thing to keep it going.
But you know what?
It's tough out there, man.
Sunday and Kumba, like, when you get used to wearing something, you get used to it.
Okay.
So, like, you know how I wear my head wrap all
like
the time.
Like your head wrap, yeah.
In Africa,
even
anywhere.
In the summer,
like, I used to live in Dubai, and I would be wearing, like, you know, hijab and all that. You get used to it.
Right.
Like, you know, it just becomes part
so
of you. It's not like the heat. Like, you know, it's bearable.
Mm.
It's just, you know, it's a matter of just being clean, and you don't have no lice happening in there, you know. So, the only maybe concern, like, I'll say about, like, personally, like, wearing wig, I always have this fear that somehow I'll get into a fight and somebody's going
to...
That's the most embarrassing thing.
I know, right?
That can happen to a girl.
Did you guys ever see this video of this wedding party? This girls were dancing, and this girl, you know, she's getting
there.
She had like, you know, she got the moves, and then she was going down. Next thing you know, the wig
is off.
And her friend. I would want to have a best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Her best friend just crawled back to the wig and just snatched the wig and put it on the dress so people don't see it. Then they ran out. I don't want a friend like that. That's a loyal friend.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she came in clutch. Like, Sunday, you have to see this video. She quickly sat on it and ran away with it.
It was a viral video. I saw that video.
Exactly.
A couple wanted to say something about it.
Oh, Lord.
Most times concerning the hair stuff, some women actually they keep it so well, which is good. But the question which sometimes I question is, not like I'm biased against any gender or something.
Mm.
Some men also wear wig.
Of course.
We gotta talk about that.
So I think at one point it might not like be the issue of just women,
mm-hmm.
but some men who do that, is it the right approach? Are we attributing that just because of the fact that women actually initiated the wearing of wig, or the fact that since we are living in a mode where each and everyone has a life of copy and paste, you can just pick something and then you add to what you actually want to be, and then it goes.
And then
thinking of that,
really
talking of that, you know, some guy was asking me, was James Brown using a wig or he had a wig? I said, I don't know. I think it's his hair. He just curled out, you know?
I think maybe this probably is a relaxer.
You know, back in the 80s, that was a style. Yeah. Shalamar
like,
was dancing.
Like,
hey,
I forgot about you, whatever.
Like, saying
I
right
know
now.
This lady, when I went to Uganda some years ago, I saw some naturally beautiful women without wig. And they were very gorgeous. So does it mean that it's only the fact that the protection of hair and keeping beauty is just attributed to wig wearing? Or is it also the fact that some women actually like the... want to move with the trend. Let me use the word, moving with the trend to acculturize themselves.
Well, what I think is, it's not just the trend. now, because as you said, if you remember, I said the history of these wigs, this thing has been there since the 17th century.
Yeah.
Sure. And not just in America, but in Africa and Egypt, you know? So it's been there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a trend that has been...
both men and women.
Men and women, yeah.
My little daughter in the house, she on Christmas, she said, I just want to wear my wig. She's
a funny. Yeah, well, that's a concern.
And I was like, what do you actually know about that? But that's what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I could not disappoint her. The only thing I did was, okay, since that is what you want, we have to give it to you.
Well, I do think that it's very important to teach children, especially black kids, to love their natural selves first. So appreciate your natural hair. Know that your curly or kinky hair or whatever.
It's beautiful as it is.
4C or 3C hair that you have is very beautiful on you that you can rock it anytime.
Exactly.
And still know that, hey, if I don't have time to get my hair together, I can wear a wig to enhance my beauty as well.
Oh, I can cut my hair if I don't have time, and I'm okay too with that.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's very important to know that wigs is not what makes you beautiful.
Exactly.
You're already beautiful.
You're already beautiful within yourself. Yep.
Like, you know, you do it whenever you feel like doing it. It can enhance, like, change. If you want to change style today, you can go for that. Mm-hmm. But, like, just appreciate your own self before.
There are plenty of women who are too ashamed to wear out that natural hair. I know a couple of women that, actually one woman in particular, she's been married for more than 10 years, and she was, I saw her at a talent, and she was talking about, oh, her husband has never seen her real hair.
He thinks
what? She married a white man, and he thinks her hair, the fake hair, that's the real hair. So she cannot, like, she's like, oh my God, I don't know what he's gonna think someday, like when he finally sees the hair. Wait, what? That's a little too much.
That's why, you know, it is.
I actually love this movie Black Panther. It really, like,
thank you for mentioning
women.
That. Yes, you see all this natural hair.
Yeah, it's all of that.
Wakanda.
If you see
you
it
remember
in the
this
Black
girl,
Panther
the nine?
As well, like they do have extensions in Black Panthers. It's just not the natural hair.
Not the natural.
Like the princess, like the little sister of the king.
She had
braids on and stuff like
with
that. This is to teach people as well that braids are part of the African heritage. Because we've been doing that for centuries.
Stuff.
That's why I like the Black Panther.
I hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours, 30 universal time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. Welcome back, and that's it for show tonight, where we lightheartedly explode wigs and beauty. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank on the phone CD, Diodon Chubuhiro from the Central Africa Service, and of course, a big thank you to the ones in studio. I want to really thank you guys. The one and only Kumba Ture, thank you for coming back.
Yay!
Yay. And of course, from the House of Service, the one and only Mariam Bugaji, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
And on the phone.
Pleasure.
Yes, I want to thank you on the phone, my friend, Maritens Ekombo. Thank you so much for your time, brother.
Okay, brother.
And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Again, that's 202-205-9942. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be boarding schools. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight.